The U.S. government and American universities are working to bring back foreign students. For decades, foreign countries sent their brightest young students to the U.S. for an education, but visa restrictions after the September 11 attacks caused those numbers to decline beginning in 2003. Now the efforts to bring back the students appear to be getting results. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
China currently has more than 62,000 students studying at U.S. colleges and universities, second only to the number of students from India. 58% of all foreign students receiving higher education in the U.S. are from Asia. These figures are from the latest report of the New York-based nonprofit group, the Institute of International Education. Executive Vice President Peggy Blumenthal sums up the report's findings.
We're seeing the overall enrollments are no longer declining. The new enrollments are up by 8%, and the numbers are starting to climb up again from China and from many other countries.
Tougher visa requirements after September 11th meant that even some of China's most qualified students failed to get visas, despite winning full scholarships from top U.S. colleges. Last week, U.S. Secretary of Education Margaret Spellings led a delegation of university presidents to Asia. Speaking at Beijing Normal University, Spellings tried to correct the impression that foreign students weren't welcome in the U.S.
In the last year, the number of student and exchange visas reached an all-time high of nearly 600,000. Student visas up 15%. And we've been working hard to make the visa process smoother, easier, and more transparent.
Attending the events was Chen Zhangliang. Chen got his doctorate degree from Washington University in St. Louis. He's now president of the China Agricultural University in Beijing.
It was indeed, a couple of years ago, some problem because of visa. So more students went to UK or some other country. But because of visa situation has been improved tremendously last year and this year. So you can see more and more students are going to United States.
Yu Yang would like to be one of them. She's a senior majoring in material science and engineering at the Beijing University of Aeronautics and Astronautics. The U.S. and other Western nations are stronger than China in graduate education. China is very strong in basic education, she says, but in scientific research, research equipment and environment, China still lags behind somewhat. The costs of going overseas to study are too high for many Chinese, especially when it doesn't guarantee a better job at home. In response, American universities such as Maryland University and Fordham University in New York City have opened up more than 150 educational programs in China, offering MBAs, certificates, and master's degrees. Peggy Blumenthal explains.
There are probably 20, 30, 100 times more students who are never going to come to the United States, but who are interested in U.S.-style higher education. And so bringing the product to them makes a lot more sense than solely relying on them coming to you.
As China's economy develops, the number of Americans studying at Chinese universities is sure to rise as well. There were more than 6,300 American students in Chinese colleges and universities last year, a 34% increase over the previous year. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing. ¶¶